What if I told you that time was not the issue? What if I told you that energy may also not be the issue? What if I told you that capacity was a myth and that it's actually just a mask? And if we got very, very, very clear on what was actually going on, you're afraid of something. So you're listening to today's episode, and the topic is attracting profit. And for those of you who have been here for a while, you know how I define profit. And for those of you who are new here, to me, profit is defined as time flexibility, time freedom, feeling in control of your time, energy freedom, like knowing how to create more energy, knowing how to manage your energy, and profit. So whether you are in business, having really healthy profit margins, attracting more profit, and there are so many strategies, right? If you're a business owner, marketing, sales, if you are in corporate, I could go on and on and on. And I've helped people create and attract more profit in all areas of their lives. Women who have worked in corporate have, you know, thought they had to leave their jobs and literally got promotions, figured out how to do less better, had more time flexibility in their corporate jobs, even though they said, Heather, I don't have control over my job. And at the core of all of it is this discernment and agency of the individual who said, hey, guess what? Like, I don't need to be here 80 hours a week or 40 hours a week. I can actually get, like, what is the outcome? What's the ROI here? And I taught them how to market themselves to their employers and how to, sell themselves and also like make it about the other person and getting them the ROI that they're looking for. But this comes with interpersonal skills. So today I want to talk about a giving detox. This is something I talked about in my book, Dying to Be a Good Mother, on page 178. And I'm going to read from the book and then I'll talk about my commentary in a second. But when you're having these conversations or when you're listening to these conversations as I'm talking about them, I want you to use your critical thinking skills. I want you to use your problem-solving skills. And I also want you to call yourself out. Giving detox, attracting profit, page 178 of my book, Dying to Be a Good Mother. I was talking to a friend and fellow coach who had recently started a new venture around supporting the planet. Unsure what to charge or how to structure her new business, she'd been doing what so many women do, giving workshops away by donation. I said, stop with your martyr syndrome, I told her. You have to stop giving your expertise away. But I've been having a hard time receiving, she replied. No one's going to knock on your door and give you permission to receive. Put a price on it. Charge real money. When you own your value, you attract people who value you. You have to challenge people to rise up. If you don't, they stay down. I want to repeat that again. You have to challenge people to rise up. If you don't, they stay down. You're not helping anyone by not getting paid. You're perpetuating a lack mindset and supporting the status quo. You say you want to change the world, but your actions aren't energetically aligned with that. I challenge her to go on a giving detox. Listen up, ladies. This is what a giving detox is. Start charging for her workshops and own her value. Because why? Your time is valuable. Your energy is valuable. Your skills are valuable. Your mindset is valuable. You as a human, you have fucking value. Start owning it. She accepted immediately, knowing it was time to navigate the discomfort to experience a breakthrough around receiving and claiming her value. The same principle applies to raising our children. If we model constant, okay, listen to this. If we model constant self-sacrifice, they expect us to self-sacrifice more and learn that they too should grow up and become self-sacrificing. After all, that's what our mothers did, and that's what we're doing now. Why would it be any different for us and our children? However, if we turn it around and model self-nourishment, they learn to do the same for themselves. and gain a healthy sense of self. I'm going to repeat this until it's ingrained in your thinking and way of living. Fill your cup first. Okay, I just have to stop here for a second. I wrote my book in like 2021. So many things that I wrote in here, I'm like, oh man, I would change that. I actually don't resonate with the term fill your cup first. I just think it's so cliche. I want to vomit my mouth when I say it. But there's nothing else I can really say. If you have an empty cup and you are programmed and conditioned and have learned that I'm just going to keep giving from this cup. Oh, I got a drop of water in the cup. Okay, I'm going to give it away. You will literally die. You will die because you will have nothing left in your cup. And then when you're sitting there on your deathbed, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, hanging on for dear fucking life, you have to say, there's a drop of water in here and I need it. But my goal is to get more drops of water so that I can give it away. As you can see, I get incredibly passionate and angry and frustrated about this because the lack of emotional intelligence and women not willing to feel their feelings is not only causing death to women, like physical death, emotional death, mental death, spiritual death. It's like you're giving the same problem to your children because you refuse to fix this within yourself, like heal this part of yourself. So I'm going to go back to the book. I'm going to repeat this until it's ingrained in your thinking and way of living. Fill your cup. You can then give away anything that spills out, although you don't have to. Guess what, ladies? You don't deserve a full cup. You don't just deserve a full cup. You deserve an overflowing one. Sometimes you can give away the extra. Sometimes you can keep it for yourself. You get to decide. If that feels like a new concept, you will have to navigate discomfort in order to practice this. None of it will feel natural or justified at first, and you may finally have to experience the emotions: shame, fear, regret, guilt, anger, and more. And that you've been afraid of feeling. However, if you continue practicing filling your cup first, you too can experience profound transformation. And then I go on talking about the book, about this woman who had a transformation. So I'm just going to talk about her. Her name's Sarah. When Sarah began living this way, her energy completely changed. As a working mother of four, with a full-time job, a new side hustle, and a husband who traveled often for his work, she began defaulting to her excuses around money, time, her children, and her energy for years. Once we were working together and she began to focus on filling her cup first, she realized that she could, in fact, take a 20-minute walk in the woods near her house on a busy day. She could also take a few minutes to journal, self-reflect, and get centered. She could even take an occasional break from social media without sabotaging her business. She could do all of this while being a parent, employee, and a wife and feel energized, expansive, and flexible, precisely because she was filling her own fucking cup. There was no F word in there. I just added it in there. Anyways, that was page 178 of my book, Dying to Be a Good Mother. Giving detox. So I just want to briefly talk about the concept of a giving detox, and I didn't talk about it in the book, but while I was going through treatment 10 years ago and my cancer diagnosis, and I was playing with this concept of giving, and just feeling depleted. And so I thought, what if for 2 weeks, like I just went on this like challenge with myself and I was like, what if for 2 weeks I observe how I'm constantly giving to other people? And then I'm like giving to myself, but I wasn't like receiving, like a receiving energy was different, like receiving. Okay. So I'm like, give. So I watched myself Like, you know, when you go to the grocery store and they're like, would you like to give round up to the next dollar? Would you like to give a dollar? This is what I started doing. I would say, no, thank you. Oh my gosh. Do you know how uncomfortable I felt? No, thank you. No, thank you. Someone's like, can you do this for me? I don't have the capacity. No, I can't right now. I started saying no because I was on a giving detox, giving of money, time, and energy. And I literally just gave myself a challenge to observe how I was doing it for 14 days. And I didn't track it, but all I can remember, like it's a core memory of mine, is how emotionally uncomfortable I was. And I remember having to sit with my guilt. And most of the time, what people do is they don't want to sit with their feelings. So then they say, yes. And I know when you go to the grocery store and someone's like, would you like to round up to another dollar? You're like, that's actually not a big deal. But here's my point. It's not a big deal. It truly is not a big deal. But if I say my intention is to give $1,000 to one charity a year, or 10% of my income, or 10% of what the company makes a year, and that is the, I've committed, that's the only way that I am donating. I'm not donating a dollar here or there. I'm not donating, like, you know, $5 here or there. That's just a choice that I've made, a conscious choice. And I get to donate $10,000, $100,000, $1 million. I don't fucking care. My point is potency and intention are important. But if I am like, every time someone asks me for a dollar, I'm going to say no. I want to actually challenge myself and just sit with the guilt. Sit with the story I'm going to tell myself, like, oh, that person's going to judge me. Or, oh, like the people pleasing. My point of this is not that I'm telling you you can't do for others. Is when you are burnt out, when you are depleted, if you continue the cycle of give, 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 like you're not breaking the cycles. And so when you're just challenging yourself to break a pattern just for 14 days, you can observe what you're actually hiding from. You can observe what's actually getting in your own way. And Sarah in particular, when I was working with her, I remember this specifically, she went through the mastery program and she's just the typical full-time mother of four, you know, doesn't have a lot of support from her husband because he's not around, like physically, cause he works from out of town. And she's like, I want something more for my life. And I was like, then you have to do the work. And she's a perfect example of somebody who did the work. And she started to feel alive and energized. And I'm still in contact with her today. And she is like thriving. But what I notice about Sarah in particular, compared to other people, is she was determined to feel alive. Where I notice some people want change, but they don't actually want change. You have to want to feel good. You have to want to break a generational pattern. You have to want change and be determined intrinsically to fill yourself up. And I just, I think the cultural definition of modern womanhood in general and modern mothering and hustle culture and what perceived success is killing people. It's mentally, emotionally, physically. And not only am I living proof because I have a lot of time and energy and I work a lot, but I also don't work a lot. I can choose to work less or I can choose to work more. I enjoy my work. But I have time flexibility in the sense that if my children need me, I'm there. And that is my number one priority. But it's not all consuming because I'm not over nurturing. And when I am not over nurturing, I'm paying attention to that. And so a lot of the giving detox is that we're actually over giving ourselves time, money, and energy because we are uncomfortable with something and we have to look at that. You have to be willing to look at that. So my challenge for you today is the giving detox. Give yourself 14 days. Watch and observe how you give. Again, I talk about that on page one. I think I said 176 on my in my book. You can get my book at anywhere books are sold online, Dying to Be a Good Mother. You can also get it on Audibles. It's on Amazon as well. But Audibles, if you want to listen to the book. And I even go, like, there's so much content in here. I even go through my energetic time management process in the book. Yeah, if you study it, it'll change your life. Anywho, that's it. Give. Try to fill your cup first. And then give what is running over.